We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Some Jersey teachers, or at least one that I'm looking at, says her stomach was churning following union demand to log students' vaccination status, and parents were prompted to load the students' vaccination status into this progressive app called Reach that AOC apparently had used before. On the case over in New Jersey to get to the bottom of this and to see what could be done about it is State Senator Holly Scapizzi. The state senator is, her district is portions of Bergen and Passaic. Scapizzi. State Senator Scapizzi, portions of Bergen and Passaic, joins us here on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome. Thank you very much on a federal holiday for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. How are you today?
Well, very well, Senator. So how did this come to your attention?
So we received several reach outs from teachers over the summer saying that they were appalled. They had just been on this training session about, you know, how to talk to students about getting vaccinated. So they were curious, and it was sponsored by the National Educators Association and the American Federation of Teachers. And essentially it was to train classroom teachers to have conversations about COVID-19 vaccines with students and parents. So they went on and they wanted to see what it was about. And as the session went on, they found out that not only were they supposed to talk to students, but to use their position of trust and influence to try to convince them to get vaccinated. But what they found to be the most appalling is then they were told to track their conversations and add their contacts to this Reach application. And so they started looking into the Reach application and found out that it was a progressive tracking app developed for and by the congressional campaign of Representative AOC. And it is specifically only utilized for purposes of progressive Democratic campaigns. And they were so stunned, and the teachers were being offered gift cards for those who could track and upload the most information about their conversations with minor students and their parents.
Wow. I don't know how many things to unravel. First of all, and I wanted to say this too, I am, and you said you strongly support vaccinations. It's not about that. And
that's
also
correct.
If these teachers want to, I guess, in their role, and even there, you know, it's got to be carefully done, I think, in a one-on-one maybe that's private or, you know, confidential, pushing them or influencing them, however you want to say it, toward considering vaccination. But when you engage in this type of stuff, so what have you learned so far then after this has been revealed? What's behind it? What are they trying to do?
Nobody's quite sure, and you know, I have requested that the New Jersey Department of Education investigate the scope of the data collection, including whether or not it's been employed previously, and to identify impacted families and let them know exactly what information was shared without their knowledge or consent. Parents were never given the opportunity to consent to the data sharing or even to opt out of having their private conversations and health information logged for use by a left-wing organization that, by its own admission, works solely to advance one political party's agenda and only the most extreme portion of that agenda.
So well put. Yeah, they would input the names, addresses, and vaccination status of these children and parents right there. So here's the other thing. Thank God these teachers came forward. Do you know yet if other teachers engaged in this because of the gift cards, et cetera?
Well, we did receive, so one of the teachers sent to me a follow-up email that she had received after participating in this, where they had like leaderboards and names of teachers who had inputted the most information.
Oh my God.
It's not just in New Jersey. Apparently, this is a national push, and it's focused, and which I find to be even more unconscionable, it's being focused on communities of color, urban areas, and places where, you know, there is some apprehension because of historical things with vaccinations. And if parents catch wind of this, you know, it really creates a further schism between, like, a trusted, you know, person in the community being a teacher and the children and the parents. And right now we're finding that, you know, because of changes in curriculum, because of COVID, because of a whole host of things, there's already been a splintering of that trust. And this just, you know, compounds that.
Isn't it amazing? I'm a former teacher, too, and I taught in Jersey, but it's amazing that people would actually follow this and input names, addresses, and vaccination status to anybody, no matter how they feel about it or no matter what's going on, for no other reason, not just for the privacy of the people involved, but for themselves, that this isn't going to come back on them. Right there, Senator, something's out of line, and they see it up there with leaderboards and all. It tells me that they just think, with the NJEA and also with their own politics and I guess their virtue signaling, who could object to any of this? It strikes me that this could be illegal to start with.
Yeah, and in fairness, I did reach out to the NJEA when this first came to my attention, and they indicated that they weren't even aware of it, and that it was the National Education Association that was pushing this. And so the teachers who reached out told us they're afraid of, one, violating the trust of parents. You know, they understand their responsibility, that they have to be discreet with private lives, which, you know, they often hear our kids discuss an embarrassing detail in their classrooms, and, you know, that they didn't feel comfortable, and they felt that they were being put in a terribly compromising position, and that it wasn't even, you know, divulged to them that this app was a political canvassing tool. So, you know, some of them did their own independent research, and that's when they realized that the very tool they were being told to track conversations and add their contacts to is purely a political database.
And as you mentioned, too, on top of it, you think another red flag, we have people of color here in various communities that seemingly might be targeted here in some way, shape, or form. You think when you see all that, that you got to pull away from this. I don't know how good the gift cards were, but my goodness.
Yeah. Look, at best, it's a shady data collection practice. At worst, it violates existing campaign and ethics laws. And you couple that with, you know, during the pandemic, while nobody was paying attention, in New Jersey, the legislature, and I voted against this, changed at one of our very last voting sessions before we broke. If you were a parent historically in New Jersey, your child could not be given some sort of invasive questionnaire unless you opted in and said you were okay with it. So you couple this with last voting session, they changed that law so that now parents have to affirmatively opt out, and a school can put any sort of data gathering about children on any topic, and all they have to do is embed it in like an email that may have 72 other items in it, saying, oh, by the way, tomorrow we're going to ask your kids about sexual practices.
Or, yeah.
And nobody knows where this data is going to, how confidential it is, and you know, it really starts to create a concern about what are they learning about our children and where is this going and for what purpose?
Well, and as you mentioned, too, given how frayed things are because of the battles, masking and in-person education and some of the big unions, we've had Randy Weingarten on, for example, the last thing you want to do is to start to bring up stuff like this on a national level. It just shows that you have no sense of where we are right now, how tenuous this is.
And even parents who are extraordinarily pro-vaccination and, you know, pro a lot of what's taken place, they've been reaching out to me going, whoa, you know, this goes way too far. This is, you know, breaching any sort of confidentiality. This is, you know, we don't know, you know, what's being logged about our lives and, you know, our children and everything else. And I think that, you know, most reasonable human beings are looking at this going, you know, this just smells really wrong.
Exactly right. Well, Senator, thank you very, very much. We have a mutual friend, Matt Rooney, of course. And
yes, Matt's great.
Yep, I'm so glad that you came on today. Please keep us in the loop and let's see what the response is. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, there is State Senator Holly Schapese here on the Dom Giordano Show. I'd love to get your response. It's almost unimaginable. And again, she says it's the NEA and the American Federation of Teachers. And I know you're thinking, what? And they actually, I thought they were just logging some impressions so that they would use this. No, they were putting in vaccination status, name and address, and information. I guess they were going to contact them or do got with the AOC app. There's got to be some comeuppance on this. I mean, this is just breaking. This is just out there. And it's just another example of why people have such difficulty with what's going on in schools and school boards and everything else. That's involved. I mean, in what universe? Thank God these teachers spoke up. They're probably under pressure now because they blew the whistle on this.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.